Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas. And, you know, I'd like to hear from anyone out there. My email address is N-I-C-K-L-A-S, Nicholas. Beware of the unusual spelling of Nicholas. It's N-I-C-K-L-A-S at firstamendmentradio.com. I would like to hear from you. That email address can also be found on my website, crosstheborder.org. And I hope that you're enjoying these this Bible study as much as I am. And I always love to hear these stories. I can never hear them too many times. And there's a lot to be learned. And this is the kind of story that's easy to pull out the Bible and open up to around chapter 39, 40, you know, and pick up on the story of Joseph and sit down and just read it out of the King James Version to your little ones and your grandchildren. And they'll love it. And it's a time for you to really be a priest in your family and minister to your children by using these stories and the lessons that are there to be learned. It's a very enjoyable thing. So I suggest anybody do that. Pick up your Bible and open up to Genesis. And there are other good stories. The story of Esau and Jacob is another good one to draw illustrations from. And, you know, it's just amazing how much the little ones love the Bible stories and how interested they are in them and what kind of impression it leaves on their minds, a good impression. Believe me, especially if it's coming from the father or the grandfather, because it's just amazing how these little ones love us so much. But that's the way that our Heavenly Father made them, and they want much more than we give them. And many times we give them the wrong things. It would be better for you to sit down and read them a Bible story than to buy them an expensive gift or an iPod or something. You know, I mean, what are they going to remember? That you bought them an iPod or that you read them Bible stories out of the Bible and shared your faith with them? Well, that really doesn't need to be answered. That's an easy one to figure out. Anyway, let's jump back into the narrative here. And Judah said to Israel, his father, and we're at chapter 43, verse 8 of Genesis. He says to his father, "Send the lad with me, and I will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones." And I don't know if he's saying, let's all go down there, but he's saying that we may not die. So, a famine is a famine. And they've plumb run out of the corn that they were sent back with in their sacks. He says, "I will be surety for him. Of my hand you shall require him. And I will, if I bring him not and set him before thee, let me bear the blame forever. For except we had lingered, surely we would now have returned the second time." Their father Israel said to them, "If it must be so now, do this. Take the best fruits of the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm, a little honey, spices, myrrh, nuts, and almonds." And otherwise, they have nuts and almonds. They have some food there, apparently, but it's just not enough. "And take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again into the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand." Peradventure, it was an oversight. "And take also your brother and arise and go again to the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved." And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, "Bring these men home and slay and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon." And the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house, and they said, "Because of the money that was returned in our sacks." as they're scared, you know, and then now they're having another little powwow. What's going on here? It's because of the money that was returned in our sacks the first time we were brought in, that he may seek occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for bondmen and take our asses. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house and said, "Oh, sir, we came down indeed. We came indeed down at the first time to buy food, and it came to pass when we were came to the inn that we opened our sacks, and we behold every man's money was in the mouth of a sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand." So they're trying to talk themselves out of whatever trouble they think they're in. "And other money we have brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put the money in our sacks." And he said, "Peace be to you. Fear not. Your God, the God of your father, hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money." And he brought Simeon out unto them. And the man brought the men unto Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet. And he gave their asses provender. And they made ready the present against Joseph, came at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed themselves down to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare. He said, "Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he yet alive?" And they answered, "Thy servant our father is in good health. He is yet alive." And they bowed their heads and made obeisance. And he lifted up his eyes, and he saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your younger brother, of whom you spoke unto me?" And he said, "God be gracious unto thee, my son." And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, "Set on the bread." And they set on for him by himself, and for them by themselves, for the Egyptians which did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with Hebrews, for that is an abomination unto the Egyptians. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men marveled one at another. And he took and sent messes unto them before him. But Benjamin's mess was five times as much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry with him. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, "Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money." And he did according to the word of Joseph had spoken. And as soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, "Up, follow the men, after the men, and when you do us overtake them, say unto them, wherefore have you rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth? You have done evil in doing so." So he put the cup, you know, and these are probably, you know, gold or silver cups, or at least gold plated or something. He put it in the sack of Benjamin. And he ain't through with them yet, apparently. And so he overtook them, and he spoke to them these same words. And they said to him, "Wherefore saith my Lord these words? God forbid that thy servants should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks' mouths we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? With whom all..." And here it is. "With whomsoever of thy servants it be found, let him die, and we also will be my Lord's bondmen." And he said, "Now also let it be according to thy words. He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and you shall be blameless." So he's changing the rules. "Well, whoever I find, that's the one I'm going to take, but the rest of you can go." And they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground and opened every man's sack. You know, it's like counting your hens before your eggs are hatched. None of them had looked in their sacks yet, and they're already speaking. They forgot how quickly they forgot what happened the last time. And they should have known that they were set up. I wonder how long it would take them to figure this one out. Anyway, so he searched and he began at the eldest. And he left at the youngest. And the cup was found. I just imagine that. He starts, they know. He knows what he's doing. He's going to start at the oldest. He's going to hold the drama out to the end. And finally, so he gets to Benjamin's sack. And there he finds the cup. And they rent their clothes and laid it every man his ass and returned to the city. And Judah and his brethren came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there, and they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said to them, "What deed is this that you have done? Know you not that such a man as I can certainly divine?" I bet you he's having a hard time keeping a straight face. Not that he would laugh, but anyway. And Judah said, "What shall we say unto my Lord? What shall we speak, or how shall we clear ourselves? God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and also with whom the cup is found." And he said, "God forbid that I should do so, but the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. As for you, get you up in peace unto your father." And Joseph's answer to them, he's saying, "Okay, I'm just going to keep the one with whom the cup was found. The rest of you can go back to your father, and this one will be my servant." And Judah came near to him and said, "O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word for my Lord's ears, and let not thine anger burn against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked the servant, saying, 'Have you a father or brother?' And we said unto my Lord, 'We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one. And his brother is dead, and he alone is left to his mother, and his father loveth him.' And we said unto my Lord, 'The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die.' And you said unto your servants, 'Except your youngest brother come down.'" You know, and I imagine he's still speaking. Well, yeah, he's still speaking to them through an interpreter. So you see what's going on. He's speaking to the interpreter speaking to Joseph, Joseph speaking back to the interpreter, and he's giving the interpretation to them. And it came to pass, when we came up unto thy servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, 'Go again, buy a little food.' And of course, we all know. And he says, 'We cannot go down if our youngest brother not be with us. Then we will go down, for we may not see the man's face, except our youngest brother be with us.' And thy servant, my father, said to us, 'You know that my wife bore me two sons.'" So he's talking about, you know, Benjamin and Joseph were of Rachel. "And the one went out from me and said, 'Surely he is torn in pieces. I have not saw him since. And if you take this one from me, mischief befall him, you shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Now therefore, when I come to thy servant my father, and the lad not be with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it shall come to pass, when he seeth that the lad is not with us, that he will die. And thy servant shall bring down the gray hairs upon thy servant our father with sorrow to the grave. For thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father, saying, If I bring him not down unto thee, then I shall bear the blame for my father forever. Now therefore, I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to my Lord, and let the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me, lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come upon my father?" Chapter 45 in the book of Genesis. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them, that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. So he cried out. He said, everyone, get out. And of course, he's speaking in the Egyptian tongue. So his Hebrew brothers don't know what he's saying. But he cried out, everyone out, go out from me. And there stood no man with him. Okay. While Joseph made himself known to his brethren. So all the Egyptians had left, his interpreter, everyone. And he made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud. And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said to his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. So finally he speaks in their tongue, in the Hebrew tongue to them. And he says, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? And how is he? And Joseph said to his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall be neither earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve your posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now, it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye, go up to my father, and say unto him, thus saith thy son, Joseph, God hath made me Lord of all the land of Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen. And thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that you have. And there I will nourish you, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou have come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And you should tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and all that you have seen, and you shall haste to bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well, and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto thy brethren, this do ye, lade your beasts, and go, and get you into the land of Canaan, and take your father and your household, and come unto me, and I will give you the good land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. And thou art commanded, this do, take ye your wagons out of the land of Egypt, for your little ones, and your wives, and bring your father, and come. Also regard not the stuff, your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment. But to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment of clothing. And to his father he sent after this manner, 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that you fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt, and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph which he had said unto them, when he saw them, the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him. The spirit of Jacob their father was revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph my son is yet alive. I will go down and see him, before I die. And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and he came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke unto Israel in the vision of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not, go down into Egypt, for I will there make thee of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their little ones, and their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, with all his seed, brought he with him into Egypt. So the entire nation, family nation of Israel, is moving to Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok, Phalu, Hezron, Carmi, and the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zoar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish woman, and the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, and the sons of Judah, Er, Onan, Shelah, Perez, Zerah, but Aaron and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, Puva, and Job, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Sered, Elon, Jehaliel. And these be the sons of Leah, which she bore unto Jacob, and Paddan Aram, with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad, Ziphon, Haggi, Shuni, Esbon, Eri, Aradi, and Ereli. The sons of Asher, Jimnah, Ishua, Izui, Beriah, and Sarah, their sister, and the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malkiel. And these are the sons of Zilpha, who Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore unto him. And the sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Gera, and Naam, Ehi, Rosh, Muppin, Huppin, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born of Jacob, all the souls of 14. And we plumb run out of time, so we'll pick up here in the next session, which will be in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.